I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
You know, it's always great to get a chance to chat with Tom Lydon, but especially today on Halloween. If you don't follow Tom on Twitter, you can, of course, go to at ETF Trends. But you can get more information by following him there and at Tom Lydon. And, of course, we used to make jokes about Tom's hair or lack thereof, etc. But on Halloween, it's the one day you sort of look at that picture of Tom on Twitter and you think, hey, I could make a really good jack-o'-lantern with Tom's face on it and it would look really good. So
it's my favorite day of the year, Chuck.
There you go. Then it gets no better than talking to you on your favorite day of the year. I should remind my audience that Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, and he is the editor of ETF Trends. I've told you how to follow him on Twitter. It's at ETFTrends.com if you want more information. Tom, it's your favorite day, so we've got to be in good shape, right?
Well, we are. It's always exciting to talk to you about new and exciting ETF opportunities.
Well, yeah. Then I have a feeling we're going to be talking about a new ETF as soon as I say. The ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors Unconventional Oil and Gas ETF, ticker FRAK.
Ooh, it's the fracking ETF, ticker symbol FRAK. Now, I will say, Tom, that I am somewhat skeptical of this one because I wrote a column not that long ago where somebody said, had written me a letter basically with a question saying, you know, I've been told I should go get a pure fracking play in my portfolio. And my way of thinking was, well, maybe it's a good business to be in. But that's one issue. But will you understand what a fracking play actually does to your portfolio and how having a little bit of this in the portfolio changes things? And to that, my answer was no fracking way. So I got to find out why you like this. I mean, I love the fact that you can get the pure play. I'm just not sure that people will understand how to use it.
Well, it's not necessarily a pure play. When you look at the holdings, and give you an idea, Occidental Petroleum, Anadarko, EOG, Pioneer Natural Resources, Hess, as the top five holdings, it's not all fracking that they're involved in. But to a great degree, if you are seeing and hearing all these things that are talking about fracking in the U.S., it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. And in fact, fracking may help move the U.S. to be one of the, or if the, biggest output area in the world as far as oil and gas reserves. That may happen with this new fracking technique that's going on. And it's exciting to see, as many of us are talking about, the importance of being self-reliant as far as oil and gas here in the U.S., and with the hope and wishes that that actually may come true. But if you dig down deep and lift under the hood and find out what the underlying holdings are, they are long-term plays in oil and gas that you and I have talked about and you and I have seen on Wall Street for a long period of time.
So, in spite of the ticker symbol, folks should understand, not a pure play. Again, it's the Market Vectors Unconventional Oil and Gas ETF. So how does this fit in? Because you can get a lot of oil plays. You know, you're going to find Anadarko in a lot of plain vanilla growth funds. So what's the play here if it's not pure?
Well, one thing in particular, if you look at how this fund has performed year to date, which is up 31% compared to the S&P 500 energy sector, which is up 17%, you may say that those energy-related companies that have engaged in fracking or really are embracing fracking have been able to benefit. So here's the play, I think. Energy, obviously, is a portion of the S&P 500, and some people from a allocation standpoint, may have been over-allocated towards energy so far this year. That's great. But as you look forward, as far as your energy allocation, and I don't want to slice the pie too thinly, but if you feel that fracking is going to continue to be beneficial to long-term growth, which we think from a technology, from an innovation standpoint, it will be, consider adding on to your energy position in an ETF like frack, as opposed to buying a regular broad diversified energy sector ETF. And, you know, what does that mean? How long do you hold it? I think if you look at the 200-day average, as we always do and we always talk about, just hold this as long as it's above its 200-day average, and that will prevent you from really suffering if there are any long-term corrections within the energy sector.
And a percentage that you let this get, because on the one hand, we love the granular exposure. It allows us to say, wow, I'm really getting to feel this. And on the other hand, sometimes that creates more volatility, although you've now given us the sell point. How much do you let this be? Of which portion of your assets are you pulling to buy this ETF?
Well, obviously, everybody's investment objectives are different. But if you're a sector allocator, all I can say is this. If you are overweight energy, be sure that a certain position or a certain portion of your energy allocation is in the frack area, because that's really the newest and most innovative area within energy allocation here in the U.S.
Well, I wish this fund had been around when I had that guy asking the question, because it's what I would have turned him to, even if I don't believe there was any fracking way he was going to understand exactly how to have this play out in his portfolio. But it is a big issue that people are talking about. And if you want to take a look at how you can get more of the fracking element into your portfolio, check out the ETF of the week. It is Market Vectors Unconventional Oil and Gas, the ticker symbol FRAK. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends, and it's Halloween and it's his favorite day of the year. Tom, thanks for taking time out on your favorite day to join us on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
There is much more to go, and I promise it won't be too spooky for you. The big interview is next when Money Life continues.